One of the issues as far as the tumah of a Kohen being on a plane with a dead body and the cargo is what is the status of an airplane. There are a lot of issues, and hopefully on Thursday night we'll speak about them in greater detail. One point that I want to speak about this evening is an airplane mekabel tumah? Because that will be important in terms of figuring out if the passengers will contract the tumah from the corpse that might be in the cargo hold. Just so you know the facts are apparently that rove of flights of El Al coming from JFK do carry a dead body. Rove of flights. So it's not like you can assume rove. There are no mace. No, rove of flights from El Al, from JFK via El Al are carrying a mace. That's what I heard. So again, without getting into why, it's important to know whether an airplane is mekabel tumah. Let's figure out if an airplane is mekabel tumah. So first of all, we have to figure out what is an airplane made out of. So what do we guess? What kind of metal?
Aluminum.
Okay, so it happens to be that the newest planes, apparently, are created out of carbon fiber. I know that when people buy very expensive bicycles, the very expensive bikes, you know, the professional bikes are also made not out of metal, but out of carbon fiber. So too, the brand new planes are carbon fiber. So I think that the LL just got a few Dreamliners, right? But if you're not lucky enough to be on one of the Dreamliners and you're on the rest of the LL fleet, I assume they are still aluminum. So we have to figure out, is aluminum mekabel tumah? So if you open up Parshas Matos, when Klal Yisrael fight against Midian, as Hashem instructs us to, and we capture all of the kalim and we take the shalal, the booty, from the war, the Torah says the following, right? We're talking about pots and pans and soup spoons. Aches HaZahav, the Torah lists six metals. Aches HaZahav, we know what that is. Gold, kesef, that we know what that is. Nechoshes, copper, barzel is steel. Iron, right? Barzel is iron, not steel. Right? Barzel is iron. It's a bedil. What's bedil?
Lead?
No, a forest is lead. Bedil, okay, tin. Thank you. So we have the six metals that the Torah describes, and the Torah says a few halachas regarding those metal utensils. First of all, koshe yavo ba'esh tavir ba'esh. That's called liban, right? When you catch your oven racks for Pesach, you put on a self-clean. That was based on these words of the Torah. The end of the pasuk says, that's if you did hagol, you put the kalim, your soup spoons and forks into a pot of boiling water. But between kashering them with fire, that which goes into fire, and kashering with hot water, that which goes into hot water, the pasuk says a few words. Ach b'meini dayis chata. It's hard to understand what those words mean. Chazal understand that it means that these kalim, that you, these six types of metals that you conquered from Goyim, you have to put them in a mikvah, in water that a nida would immerse in 40 sa' of mayim, that is not she'uvim, in other words, in a mikvah. So this would be the source of the halacha of mikvos, of tefilas kalim, which this is the source for tefilas kalim. Clearly, what are the items that are required to be tovel kalim in? The six metals. Glass, which we do, is only derabanan, because it could be melted. But the other than that, midrabanan, the only metals that we have here are the six metals. The question that we have to deal with is, what about newer metals like aluminum, like titanium, like, what else is there? Chrome, yes, 100%. The Pesukim speak about chrome. Kuf, resh, vav, mem. Yeah, that's what the Pesukim speak about, titanium, chrome, aluminum. Will those have the status of these other six metals that the Torah lists, or will they require Tvilas Kalim on a Doraisa level? Next question would be, could you be machshir them with Hagala Liban? That's a different kind of question. And the Pasuk doesn't discuss Tumah. Because remember, these Pasukim are not telling you what's Tummy, what's not Tummy. It's telling you how to kasher the pots and pans that you just conquered from the Midianites who eat pork and you want to put it into your kitchen. What do you have to do? So the Pasuk is telling you, how do you kasher them with hot water, with fire, and with putting it in a mikvah? But nothing to do with Tumah Vitara per se, as far as a Kohen is concerned. Anyway, the halachas of Tumah apply to certain kinds of kalim. Certain kinds of kalim, anything that's kli mateches, the Mishnayos say kli mateches is mekabel Tumah. The question is, what is the parameter of kli mateches? Is it only the mateches, that metal that the Torah described, these six metals specifically, or is it broadened that these, now there are two ways we could say it. We could say that these are the only six, and therefore any other metals aren't included. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, for example, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all the metals in the world. And he chose to specify, why did the Torah have to say these six specific metals? He's saying that's all they had in antiquity? Well, if that's the case, the Torah should have said, Ach es ha-mateches, asher yavo ba'esh, etc., etc. Just call it mateches, give it a brand name. The word mateches does appear in Tanakh, does appear in Chumash, I think, I'm pretty sure. So why don't just use the general term and not, don't get into the specifics? Why did Hashem specify the specifics? It sounds like, and I know it sounds funny, but it's like Shisha Ksuvim Habam Ke'echad. By the fact that the Torah specifies these six, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, it seems that the Torah is not trying to tell you about all metals being subject to Tevilas Kalim, which is what we're going to focus on in this for this moment. So therefore, Rav Moshe says that it seems that Minat Midah Araisa, the Torah says you have to Tevilas Kalim for these six, and didn't say what it could have said. Metal. It could have said metal, didn't specify it. A, B, C, D, E, F. So it seems like Midaraisa only, these six metals would require Tevila on a Daraisa level and not any other metal. For example, aluminum, titanium, and chrome. And therefore, Rav Moshe indeed holds that on a Daraisa level, all other metals that are not listed in these six in the Chumash do not require Tevilas Kalim on a Daraisa level. Fascinating. That's important for a few reasons. First of all, you could have Sveikas. But we'll talk about this a little bit more. Rav Moshe does continue and say that on a Darabanan level, it should be no worse than glass, though. Glass is clearly not metal, but still Chazal made a din Darabanan on it that it should have to, since it could be melted, whatever word you want to use, whatever the proper word for glass is, therefore it has the property of metal in that it could be melted, and therefore glass also should be subject to Tevilas Kalim, albeit only Darabanan. So Rav Moshe says, aluminum, titanium, chrome is no worse than a glass. It's more similar, if anything, to the six metals that the Torah outlines than to glass. So if on glass Chazal required tefillah midrabanan, certainly on these other metals, titanium, chrome, and aluminum, for example, would require tefillah kalim midrabanan. So if that's the case, according to the way Rav Moshe is assuming that these new metals are not, in fact, the metals of the Torah. If that's the case, then aluminum is not one of the six metals of the Torah, and therefore should not be subject to the laws of Tumas Kohanim that require mateches. So therefore, if we assume that an airplane is made out of aluminum, not the new carbon fiber ones, but the aluminum airplanes, that those aluminum airplanes are not mekabel tuma, according to Rav Moshe's understanding. If they're not mekabel tuma, then there might be ways to insulate the cabin from the cargo section and enable, if we figure out the right way to do it, again, that will be Thursday night's discussion at 9:30, will enable Kohanim to travel in a plane with the corpse underneath. However, there is the well-known opinion of the Teferes Yisrael, Peirush on Mishnayos, in his Hakdama to Seder Taris. He has a very, very, very long Hakdama called Yevakesh Das. And in Yevakesh Das, this Hakdama, he points out, he has this discussion, and he says, when he lists all the different kinds of kalim that could contract tumah, he talks about klei cheres, he talks about clay kalim made out of bone, out of horns, etc. And then he has a little discussion about kalim that are made out of metal, in terms of that which they contract tumah. So he says, lav dafka, these six metals of the Torah, that the Torah outlines, rather, he says, and it's fascinating, because again, anyone who, I remember my high school chemistry taught us that metal is defined by a material that is, I don't remember the two properties, two good words. Malleable and ductile, right, malleable and ductile, that's what I remember from chemistry, malleable, the fact that you could bang it down like a tin foil. And ductile, I think, that you could string it into thin wires. So it's fascinating that that's exactly what the Teferes Yisrael says, at least one of them. Says the Teferes Yisrael, these six specific metals that the Torah outlined are lav dafka, these specific six. Listen to the word he says. Imam says malleable in Hebrew. Kol hanirka bepatish, anything that could be flattened with a hammer, riku'e pachim, I guess it means like a foil. Nikramatachos. Anything that's malleable, just like my chemistry teacher taught me, anything that's malleable is called metal, even if it's not specifically the ones that are outlined in the Torah. If that's the case, according to this Tiferes Yisrael, aluminum, titanium, chrome, and any other modern metals that we call metals on the periodic table would all be considered metal. If they're considered metal, then they would be mekabel tuma, and that might make a flying on an airplane much more complicated. The question that we're dealing with is in general, of a Kohen going to be metame himself to a mace, is a shayla v'doraisa, essentially. So what we have here is machlokas hachronim. Machlokas hachronim, but it's machlokas whether the tuma d'oraisa that applies to metal applies to the newer metals or doesn't apply to these new metals that are not mentioned in the Torah. And it's a suffix d'oraisa as things stand right now.